suffer. Prowl around my street, I'm a fire. Looks like you're begging for some payback. If you heard what you say, you wouldn't say that. I know you love it, I know you love it. Telling me I've peaked when I'm just getting started. You really hate it, you really hate it. I got my life, so I'm never going under. I know you love it, you really done it. Telling me to smile, I'm a one-hit wonder. Desperado, with your bravado. Got my fangs out, wanna play with fire. Call me a slut when I dress like that. Gonna chain me up like a kitty cat. Hands around my neck, I'll give you a scratch. Karma comes around, cause this kitty bites back.
Yeah, Thea with Kitty Cat. Fret. Such a cool song. That one was Fret Boy, so we're not doing that. Because I was so rushed when I came in, or because someone else was still in the system, I couldn't log into my actual Spotify. So I'm now just going to keep talking until I'm logged into my Spotify. Shouldn't take too long, hopefully. The guest of honor for tonight is on her way, which means she probably just finished a very sweaty combo class. She's going to talk all about what that is, a combo class, one of my favorites. Berit from Booty Wonderland, that's how you call it. I probably butchered it before. She's on her way. Really stoked to have her here. And who hasn't attended her class up until now will then definitely want to. It's super fun, even for people that don't like to work out, because it's just hilarious. Come on Tuesday. My Tuesday is not working too well as Spotify is not doing what I want it to do. So bear with me. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. It's Tuesday night, the 26th of March, 9:41. Oh, and I made it. I made it into my list. All right. Berit is obviously also bringing some of her tunes, the ones that she plays while booty sweating. But until now, another banger from Womat. Here is Bongo with Baya.
Bye.
What a banger. You can not stop dancing when you listen to that song. That was Pongo with Baya. Pongo is one of the artists I saw at WOMA. She is from Angola. Well, Portuguese Angolian singer-songwriter. It's super fun. It's very movie and it's really hard to sit still. And my guest made it here. With me is Birgit. Hey, Birgit.
Hello.
Hello. It's funny. I've heard a few people saying like, oh, I'm going to try to talk a bit deeper because my radio voice needs to be like this.
This is my teacher voice.
Your teacher voice. No, your teacher voice is, come on, Tuesday.
That's very true. I'm a liar.
Come on, Tuesday. And Birgit is from Booty Wonderland. Do you want to talk a little bit about what Booty Wonderland is?
Well, I think it really explains everything when I say we booty. Honor the booty. No, it's a new gym in town. Mm-hmm. We just opened, and before that we did it at our home with Silent Disco. And we offer spin classes, rhythm and strength, and then we have booty classes, of course.
And then how many times can we say booty?
I think we should count as many times as Britney says hit me baby.
Spin class, yes. And because I remember my favorite one was the Tuesday night that you just did now.
Yes.
Which is the combo class. So you do a booty class with like the, what do you call that?
The booty bands.
The booty bands. And spinning. So you kind of split.
Yes. Yeah, that one's getting really popular because it's, if you don't really like cardio that much, if you don't want to do that for 45 minutes, then you'll have like a split and it goes so fast. So it's 30 minute spin and then we already switched the booty and then, you know, we use the burn from the spin and then you have a little bit less of an ache.
I did not feel that achy the next day, although I felt like, ooh, I had a really good workout because I had all the things.
Yes.
And so you did move to a new place, which means you're no longer outdoors, you're inside.
Yes.
Which also means no more headphones, right?
Yes, that's correct. The headphones are fun and we really just use them for so that the neighbors don't get bothered.
True.
The thing is with headphones, you don't get collective energy. So when now we've moved to a studio and it's kind of like a club.
I saw the lights. It looks pretty clubby.
It's very clubby.
I haven't been yet, but I will come.
You will be there next week, but not on Tuesday because then you'll be here. Any other time you're welcome.
Headphones.
Thank you.
I was a big fan of the headphones. I like that. I don't know why, because I'm like, well, it's music. Should it matter if it's on headphones or blasted? And I'm like, I don't know. It made it somehow.
Yeah, well, it's really in your ears. So sometimes people don't like group classes and they feel like it's just me and them. The only thing is if I don't give my energy away, there's nothing really happening in a class.
Yeah.
But if you are together, then you can really make collective energy. And it really makes a very big difference, especially for me. Because if it's quite draining to just be giving away every single thing that I have. And not really receiving anything. But now when we're in the studio, you get so much back. It's really, really fun.
Cool. I'm really interested to see the new... Yeah, how the new vibe is.
I hope you like
transferring
it. I think you'll like it. I know you'll like it.
So what Birgit also is known for is her very high energy music. And she did bring a little bit. So I did flick through some of them. I know a few of those songs.
Nice.
Which one of those do you think would best, introduce one of your classes?
Ooh.
If we look at those.
I really like Felina then.
Felina.
Felina is...
From Lexa.
It's
I think he's German.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me.
I think he's
This is what I love this as a climb because it has so many levels and then you can really sink into the music, close your eyes, and then just really pedal.
A climb is when you kind of go harder and harder and it gets harder and harder. That's a climb.
Thank you.
On the bike. Yeah. So we got to listen to that climb. Maybe you're on a bike. Here's Lexa with Felina.
Thank you.
That is Lexa with Felina, one of Berit's favorite climbing songs for a spinning class. And we just figured out Lexa is from East Germany. Yes. It's a long tune though. 7 minutes. So you do the whole tune for the climbing.
Oh yeah. 7 minute climb is great.
Yeah, right. So Miss Booty is here for rendezvousing with me tonight, talking about Booty Wonderland, the new gym in town. Just moved to Waller Street. 31 Waller Street. And you also recruited new instructors, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm still on the hunt for instructors. And you don't have to have experience because you'll go through the Booty Wonderland Academy. Ooh. Or as I like to call it, the Booty Camp. And I found two really lovely, lovely girls that I feel like they're such an asset to the team. Mm-hmm. It's one girl's called Ines, and she does the spinning, and she's already on the schedule. And then cool. I also have Martina, and she will teach booty soon. Yes.
Awesome. So the three of you building the, what do you call that? The tri...
You tell me.
I just wanted to come up with a really cool word for like the three...
I would say the ultimate peach.
Yeah. The ultimate beach, let's call it that way. Yes. And if I want to book something, like how, because I need to book, right? I can't just show up.
Well, we do have walk-ins. Mm. Walk-ins are welcome because now I don't have to do the setup. Oh, I don't have to do the setup anymore. Yeah, so you can just walk in if you're not sure if you're going to make it on time. But we also have a shower, so you can also shower at our place.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
Like, as everything. Yeah,
but if group showers,
yeah, sure,
cost extra.
maybe that'll just be for our friends.
Yeah, who we've seen naked.
Maybe at one festivals. Too many times.
Yeah,
that is a chat for a whole different day.
Is it though?
If you want a book, you can go to bootywonderland.co.nz, and then you'll find all the information that you need.
Cool. Booty Wonderland. You're also on Instagram, so I can probably go through all that Shazam there.
I love Instagram.
Well.
It's so fun. Because I'm a graphic designer, actually, so I make like little videos and very
it
handy.
It looks like you know what you're doing when you put out stories and, you know, looking
it's
for...
quite handy. Yeah.
Kind of makes sense. And pricing. Let's talk money.
Let's. lots of it.
Lots of money. Give me all your money.
Well, from next week on, we'll start with memberships once a week, twice a week, or unlimited.
Mm.
But we also offer concession cards and we offer drop-in classes.
Cool.
So, yeah, there's pretty much a lot to choose from.
Nice.
With every class, we have a sweat towel. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the sweat towels. They look really nice.
They make me feel fancy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit like a hotel towel.
Yeah.
On your pillow. Yeah. Where's the chocolate, Birgit? chocolate on the towel.
Yeah. Oh, I will think about that. Yeah. But for my birthday, I made some chocolates.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We had a special ride for an hour.
Mm.
And then...
It's a little birthday ride.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Nice.
Yeah. I loved it.
All right. Listening to some more of your booty music.
Nice.
Which I was listening to, Automatic from Oliver. And I was like, oh, I've heard that one before. And like, well, probably at Birgit's class.
Oh, I love that
it's
one.
A good one. Shall we do that one?
Yes.
Here's Automatic with Oliver.
Automatic, stuck on automatic.
The song is over. Quick, quick. This was Oliver with Automatic. Not a German. Oliver is a DJ duo from the States. How do you find your music for your classes? Is it hard to find fitting music for you? Oh, and then this is the climb and this is the, you know, because you kind of build it around it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Everything is beat based. So we move to the music. Mm. Yeah. In the beginning, that's the hardest part. The first playlist I've ever made took me 8 hours. And if I listen to it now, I'm like, oh no.
That's terrible.
This was not good. And now it takes me, it's usually, I kind of like to see how I feel. So it's the vibe, kind of what, you know, it's also a little bit of motivational talk. Mm. So see how I feel. So it's always authentic and it's always what I'm saying I believe in at the moment.
Yeah.
And I listen to music all day. It's just all day. And I love it. And then I create a playlist and then I put in my earpods and then I clean to see if it makes sense.
Okay. While cleaning.
Yes.
Because if it's good for cleaning, it's good for spinning.
Exactly.
As we all know.
That's a rule. I didn't make this up.
No, of course not. And speaking of motivation, is it this, like, what if you have a shit day and you're, I mean, I've never have seen you having a shit day and being like grumpy or nasty or whatever. You should see me when I'm having a nasty day. But, you know, what if you're having a day and you still need to be like, yay, let's go Tuesday. Come on, guys. This is so fun.
Well, that's actually a really good question because I really don't have ever a bad day. Like,
this is a lie. This is outrageous.
I'm just really happy.
Oh, God, I hate you so much right now.
But
well, that's good for you.
Yes, thank
Great.
You.
Great, I'm really happy for you. Now I'm going to go cry.
Hey, I'm still looking for teachers. I can teach you this.
Well, okay.
I think it would be great.
I think I would be good.
Yeah.
But I, yeah.
Okay,
I
let's talk about let's talk about that during the next song. Yeah. But you actually, I had an excellent training and then you step into your spin persona. Mm. This is to protect yourself, but also to protect the people in your class when you have a bad day so that you don't bring that into the room. Because everybody pays for the same thing.
Yeah.
So if you're having a bad day and they get a less quality class, that's not really what you're there for.
Yeah.
So my spin persona is called Birgit Spears. And I pretend I'm Britney.
You're Britney, bitch.
I am. And that's also my DJ name. It's Birgit Bitch. I'm not a DJ, but still.
Who cares? I make playlists. I'm a DJ. I'm at the radio. I'm a DJ. Well, that's really smart. That it kind of sounds like you're putting an acting, you know, persona. Like you go on stage and then you're someone else and then you can just do your show, basically. And
yeah.
Get the applause and then fuck off.
Yeah. Well, it also helps. Some people have a ritual. Mm. Like I like to, before I open the door, I like to take 3 deep breaths. And that's really when you step into that persona. And it's really to protect yourself. Like I've been really busy with the studio and sometimes I have been, you know, tired. And then like, oh, but, you know, people are showing up and I need to show up. Mm. So just take a deep breath. And then you'll be fine.
Yeah. And from what I heard, people are really happy that this is now part of the Raglan sports regime. It's been received really well, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it has been really fun. Mm. And we're growing quite fast. And that's, it's really nice. And people are really loving it. And it's also something so different from... There's so much to do. So many awesome things that you can do in Raglan.
Mm, very
you can
true.
Do anything. So I feel that if we have something else to offer, then it's just an add-on. You don't, you can just do this next to maybe Pilates or yoga. It's just, I love beat-based. It's just so fun.
And it's different. I don't think we have anything like that in Raglan. So it's a really great addition.
Yeah, thank you.
So welcome. What's the next tune that we're playing? What's the next tune from your list, Birgit?
Ooh, and the last one was like, ooh, we can do a little running.
Mm, yeah, let's run.
Oh, I love that song.
That one?
Yeah.
Naughty Boy, Beyoncé, and Errol Benjamin with Runnin', Lose It All.
Thank you. the way I feel, the way I feel. I'm standing still, and nothing else matters now. You're not here, so where are you? I've been calling you, I'm missing you.
Naughty Boy Beyonce and Ara Benjamin with Runnin', Lose It All. Is that a remix, that Runnin'?
No. That is really the song.
That's the one. Oh, because I felt like it's a different one that Beyonce does. But hey, maybe not. So, Rendezvous with Reza. We're 45 minutes in. It's Tuesday night. And with me rendezvousing. I'm just making words up. Rendezvousing.
I love rendezvousing.
Rendezvous,
I love,
right?
Rendezvousing with you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, love. Rendezvousing with me is Birgit from Booty Wonderland. We're talking about the new gym in town. What are the next year's goals?
Ooh, they change a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, in the beginning, I just thought, oh, maybe I'll just have like 2 classes a week and then that'll be cute. And then I started to grow quite rapidly. And now, I don't know for the next few years, but I would say I hope to have a really full schedule here in Raglan with, you know, maybe multiple teachers and where people just feel like they can go to morning and evening classes and get everything that they want out of it.
Yeah. And have you done that back in Dutchland, I want to say Dutchland, back in the Netherlands, where you are originally from? You've done that back home as well?
Yes, that's where I got my training.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I go back every winter here, so every summer in Amsterdam, to do 2 trainings with my trainer.
Oh, yeah.
And then another one and probably another workshop, because I do everything alone. And it's such a fun way to learn new choreo or new tricks. And so that's why I always try to go back and learn some more things. And
is it like a fitness instructor thingy then, or what would yes. you call it?
Yeah. Well, I was trained. Our training was quite intense. It was for 3.5 months, mm-hmm. and then you train twice a week, 3 hours on the bike, because I know. And the Netherlands, you do back-to-back classes. So I did three times a week. So it'll be like 5 and 6. And that's all 45. So that's what we were training for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was all spin. I learned to do the booty classes last summer. I did a training there.
Ah, that's when you went home. I see. Last and probably the most important question. What's the difference between people here in Raglan attending the classes and people in the Netherlands attending the classes?
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, really?
No. Ah. That is wild.
Really?
Yes. What? Yeah.
How?
People in Amsterdam, they are already thinking about their next appointment. Oh, Amsterdam is fast. Amsterdam is...
Big city life.
Yeah, yeah. They're always on the run. So they're never really there. But people here, they really tune into the class and they really give you their full attention. And they're so thankful and grateful to be there.
Because we got Nevin. We're just so happy you're here.
Well, I'm really happy I'm here. Yeah, but it does, the vibe is such a difference. Sometimes I've taught in front of 40 people, maybe sometimes even 60, and they give me
no vibe.
Nothing. Yeah, I've been here with two girls. Like in the beginning, I would sometimes teach for two girls.
Yeah.
And they were the first one that ever came to a Tuesday class. And I had the time of my life. They were so fun. And they were having such a good time. And I think that's what the classes are all about.
I always feel like, well, my outside looks like I'm dying, but I promise my inside is having fun. Because when you go like... Who's ready for I don't know what? Or, you know, try to animate. And I'm like, shut up! My inside is just like, ugh! But yeah, inside I'm happy, I promise. Well, thanks, Berit, for talking to me about Booty Wonderland. Go check it out if you haven't already. It's really fun. It's got classes for everyone.
Everyone is welcome.
And I'll promise I'll make it some point next week, maybe.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Come say hi to
men
them
are also
studio.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We need more men. There's quite a few good ones.
Oh,
but
yeah, we have a couple of... It's growing quite fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I promise you winter is going to be busy. Because in winter, everybody needs to distract and do shit.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, let's do a workout.
Nice. That'll be nice. Please be welcome.
Let's. What's the last tune before we let you go?
Oh, then it has to be Bubble Up by Diplo. Ooh.
Bubble Up by Diplo. For Berit from Booty Wonderland. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Reza.
Bye. reaching for high, reaching for high.
My father came here from the Philippines. It's where I live, it's where I wanna be. Ooh, but you make me feel so ill at ease. I don't speak my father's native tongue. Southern sun. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I belong. It's easy enough for you to say it ain't no thing, but I'm the one, you ain't the one. Been living in the skin. If you wanna call me something, call it to my face. But I will not apologize for taking up this space. Every time you cut me down, I'm gonna come back fierce. The time is through for being nice. Let's call it what it is.
able to steady on my feet. I feel hollow, I feel weak. Passion, food and holy bread fill my guts and ease my head. Through the early morning sun I can see her, here she comes. She bangs the drums. Have you seen her? Have you heard the way she plays? There are no words to describe the way I feel. How did it ever come to pass? She'll be the first and she'll be the last to describe the way I feel.
Right, that was Good Habits. She Bangs the Drums, another band that I saw at Womat. And before that was Moju. And while I was just saying goodbye to Birgit and Googling things, Moju is an Australian musician. I didn't even see him at Womat, but liked his stuff. And Good Habits, I think I did see them briefly. Always like a good accordion. Accordion, however you say that. And they are from the UK. I think you could tell by the accent. New Age. Well, I find it very folky, but that's fine. All right, just going to play a few more of really weird music that also was at Womat. Here is a Ukrainian band that was very political. Also very dressed up in their national outfits and playing some really weird stuff. Here is Daka Braka with Baby.
Thank you. Іночі любіючи такому кавалеру, да любить таку халеру, такому молодцу, любить красну дівицу.
Certainly not something I would just stumble upon. Daka Braka with Baby, and the person singing in the very beginning is a guy. I was really confused when I was standing in the crowd and then trying to look on stage. Who's singing from the three ladies? I don't see any of the ladies sing. And then, oh, it's the dude. So yeah, pretty cool Ukrainian band. They're from Kiev. And apparently are combining a lot of different folk music and different styles from several ethnic groups. And are also the winners of the Contemporary Art Award in 2009. Yeah, that was pretty cool. What I didn't know about WOMET, what I really enjoyed, is that if you miss a band, there is a big chance that you can see them again the next day on a different stage. So every band plays twice. And I've never been to a festival where that is the case. So that was very cool. Or once I realized that I really like Pongo, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go see her again tomorrow. So let's do that again. Here's Pongo with Wege Wege.
Mm-hmm. que chove, claro que o povo me ouve. Pongota love, estou sem buraco, abro fronteira. Não digo lixo, nem digo asneira. No microfone, sou a primeira, vou levantar a minha bandeira. Angola, o mundo cobiça, mas é o povo que te feitiça. A bom que não pedi capricha, porque sou rara, tipo velvicha. Sou mesmo eu, a da mangachi, muito agressiva.
Pongo with Wege Wege. If you ever get the chance to see her, it's highly entertaining. Lots of booty shaking. She's got a lot of dancers on stage. It is very cool, and she involves the crowd. Very danceable. Just very, very fun. All right. I think I'm just going to play one more and then leave the rest for next week. And which one am I going to choose? Let's do... And also very entertaining live act, the Dubioza Collective. I feel like they kind of give a very strong Eurovision Song Contest vibe as like a 9-piece band or something. Kind of hip-hoppy, very entertaining and funny, lots of humor. Yeah, probably a bit reggae and all that. But anyhow, also something I would never listen to, but when you see them live, you're like, that shit is pretty funny and pretty great. So here's Dubioza Collective with USA. Have a good night, everybody. That was Rendezvous with Reza. Won't be here next week. Listen to some old archived podcasts. Oh, bye. I can no longer wait. Take me to United States. Take me to Golden Gate. I will assimilate.
Courtyard. I wish to leave this nightmare, go to the promised land. Please take me to your leader. I want my green card. I want to fly over like a rocket from the Balkans.
I want to start all over and turn a new page. Forget this dreadful story. America, I really want to see Statue of Liberty. I can no longer wait, take me to United States, take me to Golden Gate, I will assimilate.
One day. Now we pushed in a ghetto like a sheep in a herd. All the promises I heard became empty words, completely disconnected from the rest of the world.
But grass is never greener in neighbor's courtyard. I want to start all over, return to no man's land. Send greetings to your leader, don't want your green card. I want to fly back like a rocket to the Balkans.
I'm from Bosnia, take me to America. I really want to see Statue of Liberty. I can no longer wait, take me to United States, take me to Golden Gate, I will assimilate.
One day.